Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. High school students Grayson Parisi, Kian Cadwell, and Hannah Blom join us on today's program to talk about their involvement in the Pella Youth Coalition.
First of all, share with our listeners kind of what this student group has been working on over the past several months to try and get fellow students engaged in this growing issue here in the community.
Over the past 2 months, we've planned a few events. We had a movie night on June 12th and a gaming tournament on June 28th. And our goal in that has been to provide activities for people that are our age and our social groups and that sort of stuff, and give them fun things, fun activities to do. There's a lot going on in this town, but there isn't necessarily, it doesn't always feel like there's a lot going on for people our age. So our goal was to create things that were, you know, actually fun from what our perspective was, and build activities that could grow a sense of community between students. It's crazy in a town as small and as close-knit as this is that there are so many kids at PC and that are homeschooled and stuff that I honestly could trip over them on the street and I wouldn't have any idea who they are. So we kind of thought that was a little ridiculous, and we thought we could, you know, try and build a better sense of community in the youth in the town.
We hear a lot from your administrators, we hear a lot from teachers and parents that this is a growing problem. It sounds like this is an issue that you're seeing, especially as you maybe get older and get through high school.
Yes, it's become kind of a thing where I've noticed that there's not a specific group anymore that's just struggling with some of these issues, but it's kind of spread throughout a majority of the student body, and there's a lot more pressure to do this, and it's more widely known that it's just a common thing to do, and that's not a good thing.
There's been, you know, kind of a really strict divide in the past, and now we're not really seeing that divide as much, and we're seeing more people make poor decisions and that sort of stuff in groups that weren't expected before. So that's kind of the unique problem that we hadn't seen before, and, you know, that's kind of why we're here, why we're doing what we're doing, and trying to build a sense of community overall, not necessarily just targeting a few separate groups.
Yeah, I've seen it everywhere. I see some of my friends getting into this bad stuff and drinking and smoking, and it just upsets me because there's no need for it. It's unnecessary, and, you know, I just want to know why they're doing it, if it's just for recreational use or if it's for they're having troubles at home or trying to forget something, or why they're doing this kind of stuff. And with this, we've been able to find and do surveys and find out kind of why that's happened, and it's been helping.
What are the conversations you feel like you can have, whether it's through this Pella Youth Coalition or whether it's pulling someone aside in a hallway? How do you feel that you can impact this in a positive way?
Without directly calling people out, without, you know, trying to put people down or anything, the way that I've, you know, when I've seen people that have kind of made some decisions and been in certain situations has been to try and build a personal connection and provide other opportunities and, you know, make other fun things to do. And I've found that that's, to me, has been the most effective because it lifts people up instead of tearing them down. A lot of people are fairly ashamed for the decisions they've made in the past. And instead of tearing them down and talking about, you know, why are you doing this? Why are you doing this? Is sometimes it's easier just to build them up in a way, if that makes sense.
It also has seemed to bond some of the students with the adults. So now there's not a divide between the students and the adults, and the students think that the adults are just trying to hurt them. But instead now it's more of where the adults are helping the students and they're helping us. And so now we see them as more of a positive influence, and we have more role models as to where they're just kind of like the authority and trying to get us in trouble.
I just want to make sure that people are going through the struggle and going through this problem in their life, whatever it is, that they have, like, people in their life set that they know are there for them no matter what happens, no matter what they're doing, and will always be there to not judge them, but just have an unconditional love for them, even if it's not their own parent or not anyone they even know, really, but just someone who cares about them and wants them to get better and get through their struggles.
What are the ways you hope to keep moving forward?
I think part of the thing that's going to help is just now our community is aware that it's a problem, and we're a lot more open about it than we used to be. So I think keeping up with these little events and starting to use some of the places in our town that we never really think to use, just every once in a while, I think that will make a difference. And also just keeping open minds about it and staying open with each other and having those new bonds and trusts.
I think it's important that even if we have, or even if we plan events and they don't work out and not, like, they don't work out very well, not getting discouraged by that and making sure that we keep going and keep trying to reach out to more and more people each time and making sure that we don't lose our connection to these students and to these adults that are helping out and keeping parents around the town informed about what's going on.
So one thing that I think we'd all like to make clear is that if a kid makes a decision that he's going to go to a party and he's going to drink that one night or whatever, that decision a lot of time weighs on that person. And just because they made a bad decision once doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to continue to make these decisions. And that once you do something for the first time doesn't mean you habitually do it right away. So I think what we would hope for the adults in our community is to continue to push discussion. You know, there's a lot of kids out there that, you know, are kind of embattled by some of the choices they've made and don't really know who to talk to about it, and then can end up actually turning to the same stuff that they're upset about to kind of deal with that. So to keep an open mind, not necessarily turn kids down right away because, you know, whatever their reputation is or whatever, and keep an open mind that kids are kids and we're all growing, trying to figure out what this whole life thing is, again, because they were in our shoes however many years ago. So just to continue with discussion and keeping an open mind.
Once again, that was Grayson Parisi, Kian Cadwell, and Hannah Blom discussing the Pella Youth Coalition. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.